Welcome back. I'm Stan Freberg. It's time now for part one of the Charlie McCarthy Show, as originally broadcast May 9th, 1947.
The Charlie McCarthy Show.
Hiya, folks. This is Democast McCarthy plugging into Percolator for good old Jason Sanborn.
Ladies and gentlemen, greeting you from Hollywood, California, on behalf of Edgar Bergen, Charlie McCarthy, Mortimer Sturd, Donna Meachie and Marcia Hunt of the Bickersons by Phil Rapp, Ray Noble and his orchestra, Pat Patrick as Ursula Queen, and here are Edgar Bergen and Charlie McCarthy.
Well, Charlie, tomorrow morning we're off on another hunting trip.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
Yes. Remember last year when you fell into a cactus?
Yeah.
Yes, and you couldn't sit down for a whole week.
Hey, I had a ruffet for 7 days.
Are you all packed?
Yeah, I got to do is oil my gun.
I see. Is your gun an automatic?
No, I have to pull the trigger.
Oh, I see. Now, Charlie, let's not have mixed up this year with the game warden.
No, Sir Bergen. I got my little nature lover's handbook with me.
I see. Nature lovers.
Yes.
Well, does it contain the game laws?
Yes, it does. Rule number one, being caught with over 10 ducks in your possession is unsportsmanlike and illegal. Try and not be caught.
Edgar.
Yes, Ray?
I'm simply beside myself.
Are you?
We only invited one of you.
No. Well, just don't
keep us waiting, Ray.
Oh,
not at all, boy. No, my wardrobe trunk is all ready to go.
Yeah, well, now, wait a minute.
Oh, there will be no wardrobe trunk.
Oh.
We live in a tent. All you need is some shooting equipment.
Oh, don't worry about that. I've got a beautiful double-breasted shotgun.
What about Robert White?
Yes, all right. Well, remember, we leave at 6 in the morning and leave your trunk at home.
Look what the rain brought out here.
Simmer down.
Yes.
Well, allow me to introduce myself.
I wish you would.
Yeah. My name is Ursula Twing, and I am your hunting guide.
I was afraid you were.
Yeah.
You're the guide I hired.
That's right. Mm. And I have an eagle eye.
You have an eagle eye?
Well, no, I don't exactly have an eagle eye either, because I don't think an eagle ever had astigmatism.
No, I...
possess the amazing faculty of finding my way over mountain trails and the thickest of the thicknesses too.
Is that so?
Yeah.
Well, then why are you 2 hours late getting here?
I got lost.
You got lost.
Are there any questions at all?
Yeah, where can we get another guide?
You know,
that's up to you if you get smart.
Have you always been a guide?
Well, not actually always, no. I used to make my living trapping wild animals.
Oh, well, that's good.
Are you paying attention to it?
Yes.
That's how I caught my wife. I just could never learn to keep my trap shut.
I see. Well, do you come from a long line of hunters?
Oh, do I? For goodness sake, my grandfather, Flintlock Twing, did you know him?
Not personally.
Oh, no. You're lucky.
Yes.
He was a famous sportsman, and he had a hunting seat in Mary Lyon and a hunting seat in Maine.
Must have been quite a strain on his suspenders.
No. Uncouth remark.
I don't know whether we want you or not as our guide.
Well, you can't refuse me now after all the preparations I've got made.
What preparations have you made?
Well, I found my way over here and I bought a duck call for each one of you.
Oh,
and
you
here
did.
They are to you.
Oh.
Ah, thank you.
Ah, that'll be $3 apiece.
$3? I could buy a duck for $1.50.
Well,
we don't want you, and you can take your duck calls and blow.
Now, by golly, I came over here with good intentions.
I didn't see you come in.
Well, me neither. Let's wait around a few minutes and see if I show up.
Yes. You know, I'm just awfully glad that you can go with us on this hunting trip.
Oh, thank you. Yes.
Now, tell me, Mortimer, do you know how to handle a loaded gun?
Oh, sure. I just keep my finger over the hole.
Yes. Well, that settles it. You're going to be the chef.
Well,
yes. You're going to be in charge of fixing the meals.
Mm-hmm.
Can you boil a 3-minute egg?
Oh, sure. How long did you want it cooked?
Well, I'll leave that up to you. How long would you cook spaghetti?
Oh, about 10 inches.
About 10 inches. Now, we'll try and keep this as simple as possible.
I'll appreciate that.
Yes, I know. Of course, on a hunting trip, we eat whatever we shoot.
No. Well, I don't think I could do that.
No. Well, forget about the cooking. Just remember this, Mortimer. I want you to take care of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if the bear should chase you,
yeah,
all you have to do is lie down and play dead.
Play dead,
yeah.
Oh, are you sure the bear knows how to play the game?
Oh. Are you afraid of wild animals, Mortimer?
Well, I don't.
Well, now if you're coming with us, you must be brave.
Brave?
Yes,
indomitable. Bold.
You don't know the meaning of fear.
I don't know the meaning of indomitable.
Mortimer, I don't understand you. How is it that you have such colossal stupidity?
Well, when they was dishing out ignorance, I got 2 scoops.
Yeah.
Edgar?
Have you heard any more from those bickering Bickersons?
Oh, yes, Edgar. There's quite a story.
John!
No!
Sit up, John. I've got terrible news. Wake up.
You wake up, Blanche. What's the matter? What happened, Blanche?
I've been cut off.
Well, put in another nickel.
What are you talking about?
What are you talking about, Blanche?
They read the will, John.
That's good. Put out the lights.
Don't you want to hear what I got?
Sure, what did you get?
Nothing. He cut me off without a cent.
I told you. Blanche, I warned you 50,000 times. You build up a lot of dreams.
I suppose our whole marriage will go on the rocks now that I'm not an heiress.
Now, what kind of talk is that?
I just see a little cause trouble. How do I know you'll stick by me?
I'll stick.
How do I know?
I'm stuck. Why don't you stop fiddling around that mirror and put out the light?
I have to get undressed, don't I?
Well, take your dress off. Why are you plucking your eyebrows at this time of the night?
I'm not plucking my eyebrows. I'm taking off my false eyelashes.
False eyelashes?
Yes.
I didn't know you had bald eyelids.
My eyelids are not bald. Just my lashes are short and they don't bring out my eyes. Lots of women use false eyelashes.
Well, throw them away. You don't need anything to bring out your eyes.
Really?
Really. I'm satisfied with the way they bulge now. Me, Blanche, why don't you let me sleep? You know I have to get up early. I have to travel 80 miles to get to work.
You never did like that job, did you, John?
I loathe it.
You don't think much of your boss either, do you?
Think much of him. He's a cheap, crooked, slave-driving miser.
That's what I told him.
You what?
I phoned him before we left.
Oh, Blanche, you didn't. No woman calls her husband's boss and insults him. How will I face the man tomorrow?
You don't have to. I quit for you.
Well, what did you do that for?
Well, I thought I was going to inherit all of my Uncle Thurman's money. How would it look for a wealthy woman to be married to a billiard ball salesman?
Bowling ball.
All right, bowling ball. I should think you'd be grateful to me. It's time you went in business for yourself anyway.
Business for myself with what? I'm lucky if I get another job.
You'd better get another job. Don't think you're going to loaf around the house and live off my legacy.
What legacy? You said your uncle didn't leave you a dime.
Oh, I forgot. Well, anyhow, I didn't know that when I called your boss.
Oh, you shouldn't have done it, Blanche.
Well, I'm sorry, John. You must think I'm just awful.
No, I don't think you're awful.
You don't act like you love me.
I act. I'll go to sleep.
Aren't you going to kiss me goodnight?
I'll kiss you goodnight in the morning.
Why can't you kiss me now?
I'm not facing that way. Let me get some rest, Blanche. I got to get up in the morning and look for a job. There's only $600 in our bank account.
$400.
$600. I checked it Friday.
You didn't check it Saturday. I drew out $200.
You drew out $200?
To pay for my rumba lesson.
What rumba lesson?
I enrolled with Arthur Murray. It's the most wonderful course, John, and you should...
Blanche, how could you squander my money like that? I deny myself everything. For 6 months, I've been walking around with a broken wrist just to save on doctor bills. I don't even own a pair of shorts. Every morning, I die for myself with a roller towel.
I know I did the wrong thing about those rumba lessons, John. But you mustn't forget I banked so much on getting Uncle Thurman's money.
Yeah, I know.
I realize I do a lot of silly things, but I'm not any worse than the average wife. Am I?
Hmm.
You're satisfied with your married life, aren't you, John?
Yes, thanks. I've had all I want.
Good night, John.
Say, Edgar, about this hunting trip.
Yeah.
If you want to make it a big success, take plenty of Chase and Sanborn coffee with you.
Yes, I know, Ken. You're going to tell me that it will give me pep to chase the wild animals over the mountain.
Oh, Chase and Sanborn's even better than that.
Yeah?
It's so good that when you make Chase and Sanborn coffee over your campfire, the bears, moose, and deer come right up to your camp and sit around and smell the coffee cooking.
Oh, no,
oh,
no,
now,
no.
Ken, really? I mean, aren't you?
Well, Ray, yes, maybe a little. But, don't forget, it's a great way to start your morning, and your grocer now has a new coffee that works miracles. It turns early morning grouches into early morning angels. It turns bears into deers. By the way, how do you wake up, Ray?
Well, usually on the wrong side of my disposition, Owen. Because I'm a perfect beast when I wake up. I snap and snarl.
Well, as a matter of fact, in the morning, my wife used to call me irascible.
Well, now, that's pretty strong language before breakfast.
Yes, it is.
Yes, how did you correct it?
With the new Chase and Sanborn Selecciones blend. The word selecciones means selection. You see, in this new blend, some of the coffees are selected mostly for body, some mostly for flavor. The flavor berries are hand-selected at the peak of ripeness from pedigreed trees, and then hand-selected twice more, before and after curing. So no wonder the new Chase and Sanborn makes early morning angels. Try it. If it isn't the finest coffee you ever tasted, Chase and Sanborn will give you back double your money. Get a pound from your grocer tomorrow.
All right, Glee Club, now let's rehearse it just once more. Charlie, will you take the melody, please?
Oh, piquet, Professor Raven, snout, kraut, Rumpelstiltskin, Rumpelstiltskin, ding-dong
oh,
bell.
No. That is not the melody, and it's not the words.
It's a clean miss, huh?
What's the matter with you, Charlie? Here our Glee Club has its first booking tomorrow night at the Taylor's Convention, and you can't remember the tune.
I'm sorry, Bergen. Give me another crack at it, will you, Pro?
Oh, well, very well. We'll try it once more. All together now. One, two.
Rumpelstiltskin, Rumpelstiltskin. Oh, goody so, goody so, goody so. Ho, ho. Ho, ho. That Taylor man could
sew. So, 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 so.
Rumpelstiltskin, Rumpelstiltskin. Stiltskin, oh, curly stitch for the poor and the rich.
Ho, ho.
Ho, ho.
Ho, ho. Ho, ho.
Oh, the heck with that.
Ho, ho, that tailor man could talk.
Professor, I've been thinking that our Glee Club would make a better appearance if we all had uniforms for these bookings.
Yes, I've taken care of that. Yeah. That's why I have a tailor waiting outside. Oh, Mr. Gazzola, come in.
Hello, hello, hello. Greetings and alterations.
Oh, no.
I'm Amici Giuseppe Antonio Gazzola. Well, everybody calls me the smiling Italian, eh?
Yeah. Well, what's your racket, Gorgonzola?
Well, I'm here to make the uniforms for your glue club.
Yeah, glue club.
Well, now, could you give us an idea of what these suits will cost us?
That all depends, Mr. Burglar. What do you like, an expensive suit or something like you're wearing here?
Well, do you have any samples?
Oh, sure. I got loads of switchy-stretchy here.
Yeah.
Here's a summer material I buy at a fire sale.
Uh-huh. What kind of cloth is that?
That's what do you call a scorch plant?
Scorch?
Beautiful.
That must be the latest cremation.
Yeah.
Do you have any of that English tweedly deedly doodly dee?
No, but I got us some nice Pomabici. Or some nice sapasucker.
Yeah.
I've got anything you want. All the colors are from the rain and barrel.
Yeah, I'm afraid of it. Now, this is horrible material right here.
I thought you liked it.
Yeah.
That's what do you call a pencil stripe of burlap?
Burlap, yeah.
Buy this from a very fine weaver.
Yeah. You must have been weaving when you bought it.
It's something cute to kid, ain't it?
Will this material shrink?
Why, certainly not.
No.
Unless you get it wet.
Well, I think these uniforms should have some glamour about them. They should be a little fancy.
It's a good idea. Yeah. Sure. How about some nice gold epaulettes under the shoulders, if I may be so boiled?
Yeah, you're boiled all right. Gold epaulettes.
Sure. Yeah. Gonna make you look like you got a fourth of Nick and Hacks on your shoulders, eh?
Well, if you were to ask me, I would
if
say...
If you got any suggestions to make, shut up.
Yeah.
Now you stand still, smaller fry, while I get my tape of measure. I think I'm going to size you up.
Yeah?
I'm going to get you a number.
Yeah, I think I got yours already.
Now, let me see here. The Lapel is 21.
21.
Bread basket, 18.
How about the pantry?
You're going to keep it quiet, the kid, eh?
Yeah.
Chest, 14.
How much am I around the luggage carrier?
Seating capacity, 24.
24.
Nothing into the hip pockets.
Get your dirty lunch hooks out of my pocket.
Oh, all right. Now we got the measurements.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to make you a prize for the extras.
Extras? What do you mean, extras?
Well, you want sleeves, don't you?
Oh. Yes, we do. Of course we want sleeves.
How about the one for each arm, huh?
Yeah, about the least. I hope there are no other extras.
That's all.
That's good.
Unless you want a pants.
Well, of course we gotta have pants to our suit.
Well, why you don't tell me you're going to formal?
Oh.
Now, what kind of buttons are you going to give us?
Well, I got two kinds.
Yeah.
I got a mama pearl and a papa pearl.
Yeah.
Which kind do you want?
Well, we take them both. I don't want to break up the family.
Mighty nice.
You're impossible, Gazzola. I don't want to do business with you.
How you can say such a thing? Sure. My customers coming from all over the world to do business with the Gazzola.
Is that so?
That's the one of them trying to do, give me the business now. Yeah. Goodbye.
Here's the way more and more people are making their coffee. They're using Chase and Sanborn's instant coffee product. In fact, there's such a tremendous demand that Chase and Sanborn have had to open a huge new plant. Now, here's why instant Chase and Sanborn is an instant success. You make it right in the cup. Just add hot water. There's no coffee maker to wash, no grounds to get rid of, no leftover coffee wasted. And the flavor is rich and hearty. Just what you've always hoped for in an instant coffee product. What's more, instant Chase and Sanborn saves you money. Costs only about a penny a cup. So tomorrow, be sure to ask your grocer for instant Chase and Sanborn. Sunday to Edgar Bergen, Charlie McCarthy, Mortimer Sterr, Don Amici, Marsha Hunt, Ray Noble and his orchestra, and Pat Patrick. This week, when you're buying groceries, ask for Chase and Sanborn coffee and instant Chase and Sanborn. This is Ken Carpenter speaking to you from Los Angeles.
And that was Candace Bergen's daddy, Edgar Bergen, on the Edgar Bergen and Charlie McCarthy Show. I'm Stan Freeberg.